Good morning, Barry Markson.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good to see you.
You're awfully peppy here after
that. It's that Friday thing.
Is that what it is? You're excited
yeah.
It's Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, after that game last night, I am less than peppy. I got to say, I think most everybody here in Phoenix not very happy.
Final score, Mavericks 113, Suns 86, the lowest point total of the season or playoffs for Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, basically the Suns play their worst game of the year in game six of the playoffs, like the put-away game in Dallas. I don't know what's going on in Dallas. I don't think the Suns should ever go to that city again. They just look like a completely different basketball team there. Very odd. So, well, if you somehow missed it, Suns lose last night. They lost by 28, almost 30. They win. They beat the Mavericks by 30 on Tuesday. Then they go to Dallas and lose by almost 30 yesterday. And game seven lined up for this Sunday here in Phoenix, back here in Phoenix. And I guess, thank goodness, it's here in Phoenix. I mean, the Suns, by the way, the best road team in the NBA this year. So it's not like the Suns were struggling on the road. They've been very, very happy road warriors this year. But at this point, against Dallas, happy to be coming home.
Final score, Mavericks 113, Suns 86.
Yeah, that wasn't good either. But here's Chris Paul talking after the game.
So when I go home, you know what I mean? It's, you know, I feel like we worked as hard as we did all season, you know what I mean, to get home court. Just because you have home court doesn't guarantee you're going to win the game, you know what I mean? But we'd rather play at home than play here.
Yeah, and Chris Paul, I mean, look, I love Chris Paul, and we wouldn't be where we are without him. But my goodness, he has just not looked good, not looked himself lately. Yesterday, I don't recall a game this bad before. He finished with 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. I mean, he just looked awful. And I don't know if he's injured again. I mean, I'm starting to wonder if did he hurt the hand again like he did last year? Is something happening? But if that's the case, then maybe we need to sit him down and bring somebody else in. This wasn't all Chris Paul's fault by any means, but it was a poor team effort. We just came out, didn't have that energy, didn't keep in front of their shooters. And Luka Doncic, he danced around. He dribbled around our guys like it was nothing. No matter who was guarding him, Doncic was able to get around him. And he's a great player. Let's give him a lot of the credit here. But I'm just flabbergasted that a Suns team that played as well as it did all season long, great on the road, the matchup against these Mavericks should favor the Suns. We're bigger. But boy, it's just not. And it is good at home. I don't know what they're pumping into the air there in Dallas. I mean, it's such an incredible difference between the play of both teams in their home arena. Because in Phoenix, the Suns have looked great, and in Dallas, the Mavericks have looked great. So hopefully that carries forth. The Suns win Game 7. I was kind of hoping to give them a little bit of a rest here, but Game 7 is going to be on Sunday. It's here in Phoenix. Time has not yet been set. It's going to be either somewhere around 12:30 or somewhere around 5:30. I think it depends on the Boston game and who wins that. So keep an eye out for that. Of course, we'll have all the action for you on 98.7 Arizona Sports at our sister station. But man, oh man. That was disappointing yesterday, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that more later on today as well. Coming up, we're going to interview Clint Smith. And Clint's been a longtime Valley attorney. He's a longtime guy who's been involved in politics here. He's a conservative Republican out in the East Valley, and he's running for Congress. He's running for Congress against Andy Biggs. And you might say, well, why is he a conservative Republican running against Andy Biggs? Well, he's running as an independent, and he's going to tell you why coming up here at 8:33 right after the news. But he's going to really try to explain to us, you know, why would a guy who, you know, is a conservative Republican run against a guy like Andy Biggs? And I think part of it is what the news that happened yesterday with Biggs, where the January 6th committee announced that they've subpoenaed, because they refused to cooperate, they subpoenaed five Republican congressmen. And normally what happens if a committee in the Congress wants you to speak, they want a congressman to speak, they simply invite them and the congressperson comes in and speaks to the committee. Well, these five refuse to do that. That includes Andy Biggs. And so far, all Biggs has said is he thinks that the committee is a farce. And the fact is, it's not. They've interviewed several hundred people. They're gathering all sorts of information, some things we know about because they've been put into court documents, so they've been made public. But most of it we don't even know yet. They're going to have hearings, public hearings, next month when we're going to find out an awful lot about what went on, what caused 9/11, what caused January 6th, what got us there. And one of the people who appears to have some information about that is Andy Biggs. And he can say he doesn't, and that's fine. But the fact is, at least one person who has absolutely been involved and takes credit for planning January 6th says that Andy Biggs and Paul Gosar and he planned it. That they're the ones who planned what happened. And Andy Biggs has denied that, and that's fine. And he can take the oath. He can swear to tell the truth, and he can go up there and say that. And if that's the case, I don't know why he wouldn't testify. And if he continues to refuse to testify, which I think he may, the question that I have to ask is, why? What are you trying to hide? And are you afraid that if you go on there and swear to tell the truth in Congress and you're caught lying, that you're now facing perjury charges? And otherwise, I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Why wouldn't you take the opportunity to go in and make the committee look bad, or just to go in and tell the truth? Just say, I had nothing to do with this. I didn't speak with President Trump. I didn't plan it. I don't know Ali Alexander. I never spoke with Gosar about this. Say all those things. I mean, what we know about Andy Biggs so far is he voted to throw out Arizona's votes. That we know. Arizona voted for president, and Andy Biggs and the Congress on January 6th voted to throw away our votes. That's a fact. So maybe you can just talk about that. But really, all they're investigating is the attack on the Congress, the attack on January 6th, the insurrection. And if all the question is just go in there and tell the truth, why wouldn't you do that? And you have to start asking yourself, if these guys continue to say, no, I'm not going to appear now after being subpoenaed, you have to wonder why. Why wouldn't they take the opportunity to testify and to be honest and to say, no, we didn't plan it. No, Republicans weren't part of this. No, we were as shocked as everybody else. If that's the truth, why wouldn't you do that? And again, I don't know why, and this is just conjecture, I don't know, but it would seem to me that one reason at least could be that if you don't want to testify, it's because you're afraid that if you say the truth, it's going to look bad or create criminal issues for you. And secondly, if you lie, obviously you shouldn't lie, that's perjury, but if you lie, you're going to be caught in the lie. It's easy for a politician to stand in front of news cameras and say whatever they want. They can lie. And oftentimes we don't know. We just saw that with Kevin McCarthy, another of the five that has been subpoenaed. Kevin McCarthy flat out denied making statements that he was going to ask, that his plan was to speak to President Trump and he should resign and tell him that he should resign and all these other things that he said. He denied saying all of it. He said the media made it up. He said it was fake news and they made it up. And guess what? They had it on tape. It was recorded. He was caught. Now, if he had testified before Congress and denied it under oath, and then that recording came out, that's perjury. That is literally perjury. He's lying to Congress. So he lied. He just didn't do it under oath. So politicians do that all the time. They don't want to do it in front of Congress where they may get in trouble for it. So we're going to find out what Andy Biggs decides to do. But coming up right after our news, Jeff Munns here in the KTR News Center. Clint Smith's going to join us. He's a longtime Arizona resident in the East Valley, a conservative Republican. He's running against Andy Biggs as an independent for Congress. He's going to give you an option, and we're going to find out why. That's coming up next. I'm Barry Markson, in for Broomhead. It's KTAR.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, welcome back. Barry Markson here for Broomhead. Happy Friday, everybody. Stock market's up. Sun's out. Things are looking all right. We'll try to get over that Sun's loss. Joining me right now, excited to have him with us, Clint Smith. He's a longtime Arizona resident out in the East Valley, and he's running for Congress. And Clint, thanks for being with us here on KTAR.
A pleasure. Good to be with you again, Barry.
You too. Hey, I wanted to ask you, and it always interests me, you're running for Congress as an independent. We don't see that very often, but your background is you're a Republican, right? You're a conservative.
I go way back as a Republican, back to college days, yes.
Okay. And you're running against Andy Biggs in the new district there. And what is causing you as a Republican, what is causing you to run as an independent against the incumbent Biggs?
Well, first of all, I didn't see any place for me in the current Republican Party, either locally or nationally. I just felt like it's kind of gone berserk, and I am not a part of that party. I have conservative principles, but I also have had my differences for years with the Republican Party and some of the positions, but now it's gone into a cult of personality and gone into really crazy land, and so I left last July, July 4th, declared my independence.
And you're going to run as an independent. You know, Andy Biggs, in the news again yesterday, the January 6th committee in Congress just subpoenaed him along with four other Republicans who, you know, they say either were involved or have information potentially about what happened on January 6th, about the insurrection. At least one person that I'm aware of has said that Andy Biggs was involved in the planning of January 6th. I mean, is this the sort of thing that is driving you to run?
Well, it's not that particular incident, but it's right. The attitude that leads to it, of course. What we're talking about here is a total lack of respect for institutions of government, a lack of faith in the way we do business and the way we handle our elections and all kinds of things. And Andy has fueled that fire with basically misinformation.
Clint Smith's joining us. He's running for Congress in the East Valley. And that misinformation, I think, is a lot of what's fueling what fueled January 6th and the insurrection and continues to fuel what we're seeing now throughout the country and in the Republican Party. If you're elected, though, you're an independent, do you anticipate, are you going to caucus with the Republicans? You've been a Republican most of your life. Do you anticipate on most issues economically and otherwise that you will vote as a Republican?
On most issues, that's probably true, but there are lots of issues where I do disagree with the Republican Party, and honestly, I just don't like the whole idea of having to say if I'm in this caucus, I have to agree on every single issue. That's where I have a real problem with this. That's why I'm independent. I have my own position on several things that are appealing to both sides of the aisle.
Clint Smith is with us here on KTR. He's running for Congress. And I think that's how things used to be, Clint, right? I mean, it used to be you were in Congress, you voted your conscience, you tried to represent your district as best you can. And now it just seems like everybody has to vote party line or they get in trouble and yelled at and primaried and anything else. It's really been, I think, a downturn in the whole political system here. But let me ask you, how do you go about, as an independent, how do you go about beating an incumbent Republican in a heavily skewed Republican district?
Well, there are a lot of people out there who feel like I do, that both parties have gone, the extremes rule the show, and that's the problem we have generally in politics in our country. But the vast majority, 60 to 70% of us, are in the middle saying, I just want to get things done. I want to be rational about this, and I want to be rational about that. And there's a whole movement to be tapped into, and that's what we're finding. As we talk to people, I find that there are Republicans, there are Democrats, and there are independents. This coalition, it's been successful before. You will recall in 2011, a very high-profile Republican Senate president here in Arizona was knocked out by Jerry Lewis, who was a different breed of conservative, and that coalition took him out, which I was a co-chair of Jerry's campaign, and I stand by that. It was a great victory. It was an uphill battle, but it worked, and I feel like it can work again.
It was a great victory for Arizona then, and really took the rhetoric down considerably and stopped making Arizona the kind of the joke around the country. So I agree with you there, and it's interesting to see if it can happen here. I mean, Andy Biggs is just, he's that level of extreme. I mean, here's a guy, he's been repeatedly over the last couple of months, he's voting against, and really one of the only like five Congress people voting against aid to Ukraine, voting against providing weapons to Ukraine and aid to Ukraine. And I really don't understand why that is. But do you think there are enough people in the East Valley, including a lot of Republicans, to say, you know what, it's enough already. We support what's going on in Ukraine, and we want to be with the other 97% of the people in our country who support that and stop electing a guy who's against that?
Yeah, Barry, I know for a fact there are enough people out there. The question is, will he be motivated enough to get up and vote? Because this is a big deal. This is literally preserving our democracy to push back against that kind of an attitude where once you get elected and you're in office and you don't have to pander to anybody but your core base, which is a fraction of the total electorate, and that's what we've got here. And so, yes, there's a big movement to be had. There's a lot of people out there that feel the way you and I do.
Is Clint Smith's with us? He's running for Congress as an independent in the East Valley. And is there a Democrat running, Clint? Is there any chance the Democrats won't run somebody just to really give you the opportunity to go head to head against Andy Biggs?
There is a Democrat who got enough signatures to be on the ballot. As I understand it, did it all by himself, has no support, I don't think, from the party, and doesn't have any money. But he's on the ballot. Yeah. So, yeah, that's out there.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a shame because I think you have a chance either way because I think you're right. I think there's the majority of the people, I think, are maybe a little center left, maybe a little center right. But But these extremes on both sides, I don't think really appeal to the vast majority of people if we can get the turnout there. But boy, if the Democrats could hear this and say, I'd much rather have, I mean, if it's just a Democrat against Andy Biggs, Biggs is going to win in that district. But if it's you against Andy Biggs, I think there's a real chance you beat him. So I'm wondering if the Democrats have, if the Democrats are seeing or hearing that message.
Well, I'm hoping so, because this is a rational voice and this is the only way to do it.
All right. Clint Smith is with us. He's running for Congress against Andy Biggs as an independent. Clint, if the folks want to learn more about you, where do they go to do that?
ClintSmithForCongress.com.
All right. ClintSmithForCongress.com. You can learn more about Clint, his positions on the issues, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Clint. All right. Coming up, Gatos is here. He's got the Big Q poll question of the day, and it's a good one. It's a good one. We're going to have that for you coming up next. Stay with us. I'm Barry Markson in for Broomhead. It's KTAR.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Oh, good morning, Gatos.
Oh, look at it. It's my attorney friend. This is awesome. Barry Markson, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Gatos, I'm trying not to blame you for last night's Suns game. I'm trying hard.
I don't know what I did.
Well, you have to go to the game. When you go, they win.
That's true.
So that's I expected you to – you're going to be there on Sunday, right? You'll be on the bench.
No.
You'll be giving some advice, nothing?
This has been a miserable experience as a fan. I mean, we've got – all right, so it's two – this is the second series. This has been excruciating to watch, and it's not fun. Last year was fun. This is not fun. This is either they're the best team I've ever seen or the worst team I've ever seen. And that's not fun to watch as a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, to watch the Suns go yesterday into Game 6, these guys didn't show up. And now they've got to wake up in Phoenix today, look at themselves in the mirror and say, why did we even go to Dallas? I mean, now I'm upset. Now I'm angry. I mean, you get outplayed. It's one thing. You lose a game, that's one thing. When you don't show up for a clinching Game 6 because you know that you have Game 7 in your back pocket, it's lazy. And yeah. And I'm upset with them. And I think this team is better than what they've shown, and this should not be a 7-game series.
Yeah, and just think about it for a second. This game yesterday was literally their worst game of the entire season. They scored 86 points. That's the least they've scored all year. They looked awful. They've been the best road game in the whole NBA all season long, and now suddenly we can't win in Dallas. I'm starting to think they've got some sort of a death ray on us over there. Like, we get in the building and we get slower and weaker. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know either. You know, we talked to Dan Bickley, and he just said there's something wrong. There's something different about this team than even last year's team or the team that we watched during
the regular season.
There's something off.
Well,
and I don't know if a lot of people can just put their finger on it. I mean, you're losing by 20 or 30 points, and you're in the playoffs. I don't know. I think the one thing we can say is Chris Paul, 37 years old. He's showing his age. That's the one thing I know that I can say.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening partly.
Here's the part I don't understand about that, Gatos, but you're right. I mean, Chris Paul has not looked good the last four games, and yesterday he looked atrocious. But if you just go back a couple of weeks to the New Orleans series, he turned it on, and he did it in Game 1 against Dallas. I mean, we're just literally a week or two away from him being an exceptional player. So, and he's been great all year. So I'm starting to wonder if he's hurt, if there's an injury we're not aware of. You remember last year with the hand injury. I'm wondering if there's something going on, because you don't just drop off a cliff. I mean,
I think if you're 37 and you've played a full season and you're tired and your legs are dead, I think. I mean, could he come back and score 40 in the next game? Absolutely. But I think that he's tired. I think that that age is catching up to him, as great of a player as he is. I mean, you know, the Suns have younger players that have to take over, and they can't just wait for Chris Paul to hit a three or to go 14 for 14. Booker was terrible yesterday. Bridges was terrible yesterday. Yeah. But Ayton was okay. But, I mean, you know, Crowder didn't do anything. It was just, honestly, I turned the game off in the middle of the third quarter.
Wow.
I couldn't watch that.
Yeah. No, it was very painful to watch. And you kept thinking, there's one point they got back within 17. You're thinking, all right, maybe is something. And then, of course, they gave up another three. Now, part of it is Dallas is a three-point shooting team. And when they're hitting their shots, that's what makes them difficult to beat. And the Suns are kind of the same way. If we're not hitting our three-pointers, it makes it difficult for us. The good news is we've beaten Dallas three times at home. And we're home. I mean, thank God, thank goodness we have home court advantage.
It's the only silver lining.
It really is. What's the big cue today?
Hey, what's more painful? Gas prices, inflation, stock market, watching the Suns in the playoffs.
It's the Suns. It's definitely the Suns are the most painful.
No question about
it. It's an acute pain. It's a stab. It's just a stab everywhere. It's awful.
I had more fun filling up my tank yesterday than watching that game.
All right, Gatos. Thanks. You can listen to Gatos, right. Gatos and Chad today at 2 o'clock right here on KTAR. And coming up, that's a great segue. We're going to talk about inflation a little bit, but I'm going to give you a bit of a different take on it. There's some Democrats who think there's a conspiracy afoot that's driving inflation. And I'll tell you what it is. It's ridiculous, but I'll tell you what it is when we get back. And we're going to talk about what is actually causing inflation. Why is this happening and why is it happening now? We're going to have all of that coming up right after the news at 9. I'm Barry Markson. In for Broomhead, it's KTAR.